Good evening, everybody. Welcome to AJ's Side Panel, or another episode of AJ's Side Panel, the second episode officially, if you will. My name is AJ, and as you probably figured out already, tonight I have no idea what to talk about, other than I have this random thing that I was thinking about doing. I want to do pictures of myself in, like, the I Can Has Cheeseburger poses, you know, instead of the cats, just have them like me, like, I can has punani, I can has cigarette, I can has slurpee, and shit like that with me doing random stuff. That would be kind of cool, right? I mean, having regular adults or people in those poses would be kind of funny, occasionally. Something else I wanted to throw in there, I have come to the almost disappointing discovery that I have no idea how to eat a kiwi. Like, seriously, I'm not talking about, like, you know, New Zealanders and shit. I'm talking about, like, the fruit, the kiwi fruit. Like, how do you fucking eat that thing? Do you just bite into it with the fur and everything? Do you peel the fur off? Do you cut it in half and scoop it out like grapefruit? How do you eat this fucking thing? I'm completely confused. I mean, like, you know, when I was growing up, when we had them, I remember my mom brought them home and served it to me, sliced up and stuff, and I had it, and it was phenomenal, it was amazing, and ever since then, like, it's been somehow served to me, whether it be, like, in a salad at a restaurant, or, you know, family members or people at a random place, just at a party or something, hooking me up with some kiwi. I've never actually, you know, devoured a kiwi on my own, by my own volition, so, the kiwi fruit has beaten me. I have lost to the kiwi fruit. I have no idea how to eat this thing. So if you have a clue, please let me know. I refuse to Google it, because I think that would just be, you know, even more defeatist than actually admitting that, you know, a fruit has defeated me. So if you have an idea, please let me know, and I'm down to, like, learn and try it. I realized the other night how hungry I was. I went into my kitchen, saw we had some kiwi, and was like, ooh, kiwi, I love kiwi. How do I eat it? It completely baffled me. I went hungry that night because I couldn't figure out how to fucking eat a goddamn kiwi. So yeah, how disappointing is that, right? Anyway, yeah, like I said, this show is pretty random as far as the times and dates when I can do it. I've been working a lot this past week, so I couldn't actually pop on here anytime I wanted to and talk like I've been desiring to, but I'm here now. Unfortunately, I haven't picked up or read any new comic books lately. Plan on reading some sometime this weekend, now that, well, considering this is Monday, and to me, this is my Friday, so my weekend starts tomorrow. Something I did want to vent and complain about, though, is my PlayStation 3 died once again. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the death of a PlayStation 3, you get this yellow light of death. Basically what happens is, like, you're in the middle of something, either video game or watching a movie or what have you, and all of a sudden it just shuts off and beeps at you. You try to turn it back on, it's all beep, 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 and it turns back off. It teases you, it cock teases you into thinking, hey, I'm about to start. You get that little whir of the hard drive and the disc reader, and you're all happy, and then this yellow light comes on for a quick second, and then double red lights. For me, this is the third time it has happened on the PlayStation 3. It started happening in May, like right after my birthday. How fucking sad is that, right? So it died on me. I took it into this place called NetFX. It's in Fontana, and I'm in Redlands, California, for those of you who don't know. So it's in Fontana, California, which is about 20 miles away. And they told me, basically, it's a fault in the PlayStation 3 construction, in the old 80 gigs, the original series that came out. I've had mine since the Black Friday after it came out, so that same year. So it had to be like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't know. I've had this thing since then, and I love my PlayStation 3. I have gotten in many arguments with people about Xbox versus PlayStation 3, blah, 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 back and forth, and honestly, I don't give a fuck. If you like your Xbox, awesome. Cool. I love my PlayStation 3. And it's not just the games, it's just the ability of what it can do out the box. You know what I mean? Wireless internet, wireless networking. I can Netflix stream, I can watch Blu-ray DVDs, I've got an 80 gig hard drive, I can download movies and TV shows and transfer it over, as well as music and video and photographs and all that stuff. And it syncs perfectly with my Sony Walkman because I'm one of those guys that refuses to buy an I anything. So, I'm anti-Mac, in case you haven't figured out yet. And it is not because Mac isn't good. I think Macs are amazing technologies. I think they're wonderful and they're simplistic in their design and everything about them, especially when it comes down to doing graphics or video editing. Hands down, it's all about the Mac. But, I grew up on a PC and I know all about PCs. I'm a tech due to the PC. Thanks to the PC's faults, I have a job. So I stick with what I know. You know what I mean? And so for me, it's Windows, and for you, it's Mac. Anyway, just like, for me, it's Sony PlayStation 3, and for you, it's Xbox 360. Not even including the Wii into that discussion, because we all know, well, Wii is just, I think Wii is for everyone. It's one of those systems that's for everybody. It has some adult games in there. It has a lot of party games in there. It also has predominantly kid games in there, and that's awesome. If it could play my Blu-ray DVDs, I'd fucking be down for it. And the same with the 360. If it can play my Blu-ray DVDs, awesome. Cool. But neither of them can, so I got a PlayStation 3. Anyway, I've been Sony's bitch for years. I used to work for Sony, so that should tell you something. They brainwashed me. Anyway, back to the yellow light of death. Well, my refusal to buy I anything, I just don't do it. I don't buy the iPhone, too many DRM issues, too much. I hate AT&T as a service provider, shit like that. I don't buy an iPod because I don't know, they're just too trendy for my taste. And again, I'm Sony's bitch, so I bought a Sony Walkman with a 16 gig storage capacity, and it syncs up perfectly with my PlayStation 3 and my stereo and everything else I have. So I love it. And I love my PlayStation 3, but this is the third time that it's yellow lighted. And basically, what happened with Sony PlayStation 3, the 80 gig, the original models, some of them. Came out with a faulty heat sink, and what happens is that the heat sink gets so hot that it melts the gel that has electrical cords that connect to the motherboard. And when that gel melts, it overheats. The PlayStation 3 recognizes that, and it just shuts itself off to prevent any added damage to it. So, it's normal fault in everybody's system will eventually get there, depending on the amount of use they put theirs through. Me, I personally, I use my PlayStation 3 12 hours a day. When I'm not working, when I am working, it's on during the time I'm not working and not sleeping. So I'm always using it. Not just for video games, but for video watching, everything, because it just enhances everything. It just makes simplicity for me. So I love it. And this is the third time it died. The first time, they replaced it. Fixed the faulty part and what have you. Said that it looks good to go. There's no other damage with it. I was happy. Second time it happened, I took it down there and they fixed it, and they noticed that the power supply was overheating. And because of the power supply overheating, it was adding more heat into the unit and causing that gel to melt, and then to replace it some more. They warned me that I would need to replace either the power supply or something should it happen again. Now, the awesome thing about this place that I take my Sony PlayStation 3 to is that they offer you a 90-day warranty. So any damage that happens to it after they do the original work within the 90 days, they fix for free. So first time I paid the $75 to have them repair it. Second time he gave me that heads up, repaired it for free. Third time it's in there now, he is repairing it for free, and he's trying to use a different screw set to mount the heat sink again. This way, giving more space inside to allow for more air to come through and keep the unit cool. He says if it doesn't work, then they'll have to replace the power supply. It's a $20 part. It's not no big deal. It's as long as it happens under warranty. That's all I'll ever have to pay. Anyway, so my PlayStation 3 is in the shop, and it's breaking my heart. It's one of those things where you don't realize you use it until it's gone. Never know what you've loved. Never know what you've lost until it's gone, right? So my PlayStation 3 is in the shop, and I miss it. I'm having to stream my TVs and movie shows and stuff like that via my secondary monitor, which is my TV, but it's still kind of a hassle. Luckily enough, I have a Google phone, the Droid, so I have this program called Gmote, and what it does is it turns your Droid phone into a remote control to access your computer, all the media files on your computer and such. It also turns the Droid into a touchpad, so that I can get a stylus and, use it for like you would a Wacom or something to do line and ink work and artwork and stuff. The Droid, I mean, Google Android OS is phenomenal to me, and I love them, and I am now Google's bitch as well. So Google, you and Sony, you guys get to fight it out over who gets the majority of my soul. Anyway, so while I do miss my PlayStation 3 and not being able to play Modern Warfare 2 or any of the other games that are out, it's nice that I have the Google phone, the Droid, so that I can use the Gmode server and sit on my couch and just browse my files in my computer via my phone and play them and have it automatically show up on my television that's being used as my secondary monitor. So, in case you haven't wondered, again, I state that, PCs, because I've been working on PCs, that's what I do, so I was able to discover this stuff and play with it and have a blast with it. Unfortunately, I still do miss my PlayStation 3. It's just having an option, when in between TV shows or in between whatever you're doing, you just throw in the game and just throw down and have fun. Modern Warfare 2 is it's a cool game. I really dig it, and unfortunately for me, because financial situations and stuff, dumping all the money I have into the promotion of the comic book and printing and stuff like that, I don't have the extra money to actually buy any new games and stuff. So Modern Warfare 2 has kept me occupied for the past, what, 4 months, 5 months that it's been out, and it does a great job. And now I miss it. My hands are like, eh. A funny thing, for those of you who play games like Modern Warfare 2, or any first-person shooter, something like that, you may not notice this, but your eyes get used to moving with such a ferocity and speed that when, like for me, example, when I play over an hour of the game, I'll say hour, maybe 2 hours of the game, I have to stop playing the game 1 hour before I go to sleep. Otherwise, I'll go to sleep and my eyes will still be moving in that capacity with that speed and such, almost like a, nervous twitch. So, I have to stop playing at least an hour before I go to sleep, watch a little TV, something like that. Calm my eyes down to get them used to not needing to move that fast, because there's so much going on in the game, so much detail that you really need to like be aware of your surroundings and everything that's happening. I find a lot of people, a lot of players that don't play that well, it's because they have that problem. And between and doing the hand-eye coordination at that time, same time too, so your hands and your eyes are moving. In any first-person shooter game, it's like that. So I find like during these lapses of playing, when my PlayStation 3 is in the shop, that when I do get it back, it takes me like a day or so for my eyes to get back to moving in such a manner for me to get my game back, get my groove back. So it's weird to think about it that, it's that effective on you that you're having such an effect toward. It's having such an effect toward you, not just mentally and emotionally, but physically as well. Kind of creepy when you think about it. Though at the same time, because my eyes do move that fast, it makes me for a hell of a lot better of a driver than you. But I'm just saying. So, yeah, there you have it. I miss my PS3. I've just been sitting here working my ass off and also bored off my ass at the same time when I do come home. Yeah, work hours are pretty, sporadic in there, so it's hard to keep a steady schedule and devote any real time to anything. So, yeah, I don't want to bore you guys too much tonight. I've only got about a minute left on this show because I promised everybody it would be, 15 minutes. I do want to remind everybody that we're all heading down to the Edwards Ontario Theatre, AMC, or no, Edwards, yeah, I'm sorry, Edwards Ontario Theatre this Wednesday night for the midnight showing of Avatar: The Last Airbender. If you haven't had a chance to sign up on Facebook or find me on Facebook, it's AJ Herrera at Facebook. You can look up Forbidden Panel and find either the actual news site or my personal Facebook and hop on board to the event that I've created for the showing. There's still a debate as to whether or not we want to see the 3D version or the standard version. I don't think it really matters at this point. I think it might be awesome to see it 3D, but come midnight, we might be a little too tired to be watching that kind of stuff. So yeah, let me know if you want to go, because we would love to have you. And having said that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please head over to the store and buy some of our comic books, because this fat guy's hungry. And with that, thanks again for tuning in to AJ Side Panel. I will show up at some point in time. Good night.